Get to the back page with Bo. Every day at this time, the back page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
I know who can smell what The Rock is cooking. It's the Appalachian High School football team who Dwayne The Rock Johnson recently invited down to Soundstage, a stage here in Atlanta, or a production company stage where he's filming a movie. Invited the whole high school football team there from Appalachian. Cool. You know, they lost a coach on September 4th.
Yeah.
And invited him down there, said he is in love with their spirit and their will. Rumor has it that DJ may be showing up at their first home football game, which, if I'm not mistaken, is this Friday.
Yeah, I saw on the news that this is the first time the kids are going back to school up there and everything. And I saw a picture where they thought, the Falcons brought him down. I know the Falcons brought him to practice, but I think they brought him to the game and everything like that, which is, really, really great on behalf of them and everything. But, anytime you can wrap your arm around the community, man, and then we all know we talked about that tragedy and everything that happened up there. And it's good that that The Rock and everybody did some nice things for these kids.
I saw that Sam Crenshaw had the head coach of the football team on the high school football show on Friday night.
Yes.
So. If go listen to it for sure, but yeah, man, good. I mean, good.
Good on DJ.
Anything that can be done to try to help the spirit and all that, but man, still such a fresh wound and a tragedy.
So if anybody that listens or watches baseball, you have to be living under a rock to know what the Chicago White Sox are going through. So on Sunday, they actually tied the Major League record for most losses in a season. They were off yesterday. They do play baseball today. Here's former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen on exactly how hard it is to lose 120 games.
Even you try to do that, I don't think you can do it. With the Mets, that was a suspension team. This organization will be there for a long, long time. Only one thing about it is nothing will click for them from the beginning. Nothing clicked for the White Sox. They lose so many different ways.
I got a question. And I'll refer to both of y'all. All right. So, remember how the Orioles stunk?
Yeah.
You remember that? But they are who they are now because they stunk.
Yeah, they did it on purpose.
Yeah, and now look at them now. Can the White Sox do this?
I don't think they did it on purpose.
I think they actually thought they were going to be good.
No, there's no way you lose 100 games and thought you were going to be good.
Or maybe competitive?
Well, because it wasn't that long ago. Remember Tony La Russa was their manager like 2 years ago and they were in the playoffs. You know
I'm talking about this iteration of this team.
I mean, they didn't expect to be like this.
You really think they came to the season and was like, we're better than this?
Way. Yeah,
we got our ace Mike Soroka on the mound.
They thought they were better. Now, they went all in on some brave castaways. Yeah. They definitely did that. But they had some guys. Like, they got some decent players on that team. Guys had bad seasons for
sure. They still haven't even gotten rid of some guys.
Yeah, he had an awful year this season.
How can you not have an awful year with that much garbage?
Everyone's had an awful year. But no, you're right. Like, the Orioles were terrible. Remember the Astros back in the early 2000s? But that was on purpose.
Yes.
The Braves kind of went through a brief moment. They were never this bad. But a lot of teams did it on purpose to reset, suck, and get some draft picks.
You don't think this was on purpose?
I don't think so.
Wow.
No, this is just bad ownership.
I mean, Reinsdorf been there.
This is just an owner not really caring about the product and that manifesting itself over time. Like the White Sox, and I know the A's shockingly aren't even that bad. They've really fallen off sort of in the final couple months. But like the A's weren't terrible for the majority of this season. But when your owner just doesn't care for a long period of time. Product's just going to diminish.
Awful.
So I'm not
36
sure.
36 and 120.
Yeah, man.
Awful.
And those 36, whoever lost those games. Wow.
The Braves. A few of them.
Someone went to the Oakland.
The Braves.
They swept
us. A few of them. Come on.
This is early when they were good, when Soroka was.
Oh, yeah. Good.
No, that never happened. So the football community, especially, and the fantasy football community, everybody's kind of wondering where the heck has Travis Kelce been through the first 3 weeks of the NFL season as he has not had the best head start. Now, they're going to blame it on Kelce being double-teamed every game and Pat not being able to find him.
Oh, that's not what I've heard. I've heard some different theories than that.
Well, Todd McShay may have heard the same theory that you had, or maybe he invented it.
Yeah.
Are we not allowed to say that he's out of shape, that he's been partying all offseason? He's been jet-setting around with the most famous person probably in the entire world? The coverage and the respect he gets is the same. The athlete is not. Now, is he going to work himself into shape during the season? Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's an unbelievable competitor. He's one of the best to ever do it. But he's not the same guy right now.
So, Randy, you've played the same position, Travis Kelce. But during the summer when you're off, how much conditioning do you keep up with? Or do these guys just travel the world and have fun?
No, that's when you hit it. That's when you hit in the summertime. Like that 3 week or whatever month before training camp, that's when you – I mean, because you're already in shape and everything like that. But that's when you – That's when you get into the
hit what?
The weights in the training, oh, dang on.
I was gonna say, because him and Taylor,
you damn pervs, man. And I saw a peek up. You know what the hell I meant.
But also that too, though. Probably.
Yeah, but no, that's he had a more unusual offseason than most people. Hell yeah. But I thought her world tour was over long ago.
I just look. That's a fine opinion, I suppose. Yeah. It seems like a hot take for the sake of getting attention. Yeah. Blaming us.
I love Todd McShay.
Yeah, but
I
like, just don't. Does he think that? I realize he's more visible because he's dating Taylor Swift and stuff like that.
Right.
But does he think that like other NFL players aren't just having a great time in the offseason?
Yeah, because you're supposed to.
Of course you are.
You're supposed to have fun in the
damn
off
right
season.
You are. Damn, you got right. Millions of dollars.
He was able with the young lady who has all the stuff. And I mean,
just went to more concerts he probably didn't want to go to.
Exactly.
But not hers. I mean others.
But what did I tell you? I said I'm looking at the game, and he's out of the game more than he's ever been, though. He's been in and out of the game for more than he ever has. But yeah, I think Kelsey's gonna be okay. But that whole, like, I don't know if he's out of shape or not. I don't get to watch him like that. But he's out of shape with that mustache. You gotta go, man.
Bowl cut too.
You gotta go. Bowl
weird
cut
look.
Mustache.
All of it? It's a very weird look. Maybe he's just old.
Maybe, and that could be it.
Because he's not young.
He's not young anymore. He's played a lot of football, a lot of physical football, being the number one guy, getting beat up all like he did. Maybe he is.
Hang on, just for real quick, because he's 34.
He's 35.
30. He'll be 35 next week. I mean, tight ends retire around that age.
There is a wall.
Yeah.
That all players hit.
There's a wall.
So speaking of hitting walls, Malik Willis hit a wall when he went to Tennessee and beat his former team. So during the post-game press conference, head coach Matt LaFleur was talking about it, and an alarm sounded.
Happy for our guys and proud of their effort.
Stayed at the press conference, mind you.
Sometimes that happens.
Whatever,
here.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep firing away. They told me this city was going to burn if we came in here and won the game, so I guess it is.
Ouch. That does tend to happen here. We go down to the street like we're supposed to.
It depends. Sometimes. Sometimes not.
When that fire alarm comes on?
Yeah, because if they tell us, sometimes it's a drill and they let us stay up
here.
Yeah,
but we've been in a situation, especially on the weekend, where when I was working the weekends, where that would happen. I ain't going.
Yeah, we're good.
Where you going? I told you. Let me see some real quick. They moved my escape plan from this window.
What used to be
remember
over there?
Them trees that was right there?
Yeah, well, I think.
Are you going to go out the window into the trees?
Yeah, remember them trees?
There's a deck that's a couple floors down on that building over.
Yeah, because we're like on the ninth floor.
You got a good running start. You can make
that
deck.
We're on the ninth floor here, and the trees went to the fourth. And I'm thinking to myself, and ultimately I'm thinking of, like, you remember Rambo?
Yeah.
On First Blood, when he jumped out the helicopter and fell
through
the trees.
Yeah, but how are you going to get through there?
I mean, anything.
Throw the Yeti at it.
I don't know if that'll work.
You don't think I could spike this Yeti into that window and break it?
You don't think I can go through that glass?
I don't know. It'd be I don't know, man.
I can go through this glass. Bo, I can go through this glass, man.
This glass is pretty thick. With the intent. This is true.
I think you'd separate your shoulder, but I think you'd probably get through there.
Man, please, man. I better stop trying me, man. I got these.
Here's the thing.
I got these.
I don't want.
I'm broad in the chest now. Look at these things.
I'm just saying that glass is very.
These are glass breaking shoulders.
I think it's double pain.
Is it what?
I think it's double.
Okay, so two hits, one clash, and then a second one. I'm going through.
Like a quarter inch of this glass can stop a bullet. I think this is a lot thicker than a quarter inch.
You think so?
Is Randy McMichael saying he's faster?
Just
than
throw the ladder. Throw the ladder. That's right.
All I'm saying is I don't
think
ideas.
That would work either.
I don't want anybody
to
try.
These windows don't shatter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the escape plan is. Let's just hope we don't have to
do it.
You know what I mean?
More importantly,
I'll just use the stairs. They're right over there.
More importantly,
but don't use the stairs unless it is an emergency. You will get locked
in
the stairwell.
Lost. You will get lost.
You
in
will
these
get
stairwells
locked
taken
in the
from
stairwell.
A brother who missed the start of a show once because I don't know where I I went one way.
Well, because all the doors are locked.
And ended
from
in
the outside.
Stairwell on the damn on 16th Street.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad. Pretty bad setup, actually.
Yes.
You get in there, you could be in there for weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it's exit only, so they only want you to push through.